Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's jump right into the men's contest. The Dort College Defender men taking on a Midland team that is 15-4 in the conference, 25-4 overall. The Warriors started the season with a 16-1 mark through January 8. The Warriors lost a pair of tight games to Briarcliff and Hastings on January 11 and 15 by scores of 68-66 and 94-93. Those two games go the other way. This contest would be for the outright title in the GPAC. As it is, Midland is two games out with this game to go. They will finish second or third in the conference standings. Midland is scoring 77.5 points per game. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league at 65.4 points per outing. Ben Emig is averaging 17.6 points per game. Kellen Gully knocks down 12.8 points per outing. Alex Starkle scores 11.9 points per game with 5.3 rebounds. And Marcus Franklin adds 11.3 points per game. The Defender men are 26-3 overall, 17-2 of the conference. They clinched the outright GPAC title for the second time in 3 years on Wednesday night with a win over Northwestern. Kyle Lindberg leads the team in scoring with a 16.3 points per game average with 10.7 rebounds. He is making 50.9% of his field goals. Lindberg has 83 assists, 43 block shots, and 33 steals. Dalton Franken scores 15.4 points per game and grabs 4.3 rebounds. Austin Kachi is good for 14.8 points per game and is converting 45.6% of its three-point baskets. I don't believe Austin is going to be available to the Dort College Defenders this afternoon due to a sprained ankle he suffered in a win over Northwestern Wednesday night. Nathan Rendell scores 12.4 points per game and has a 5.3 rebounding average. He has a team-high 102 assists. Tyler Otterstorff scores 11.5 points per game, takes in 4.1 rebounds. David Denherter is good for 6.8 points per game off the bench, and Alex Terpstra is at 5.3 points per game. Brian Sumner has a 4.3 scoring average. The Midland men avenged an overtime loss to Hastings with a 74-62 performance Wednesday night in Fremont. They got 19 points and 9 rebounds from Alex Starkle to pace them. Ben Emick scored 15 and had 3 assists. Marcus Franklin had 10 points. Brandon Williams had a team-high 10 rebounds. Avery Langford came off the bench to score 11. The Defender men were 91-80 winners over Northwestern Wednesday night. They converted nearly 50% of their field goals and turned the ball over just 9 times. Dort held a 44-43 rebounding advantage and got a double-double performance by Kyle Lindberg with 20 points and 15 rebounds. He also had 3 assists and 3 blocked shots. Tyler Walterstorff had a career-high 27 points on 10 of 16 shooting. He was 5 of 7 on 3-pointers. Nathan Rendles and Dalton Franken at 13 and 12 points, respectively. These two teams played back in early November. What a long time ago that was, actually mid-November. They trailed 35-34 at halftime, did the Defenders. Dort College ended up winning 72-66. Kyle Lindberg had 29 points and 14 rebounds with 4 assists. Dalton Franken scored 11. Tyler Walterstorff and Austin Kachi each had 10 points. Midland was topped by Ben Emig's 18 points on 7 of 18 shooting. And Marcus Franklin scored 15 with 5 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
Shines and bright stars through the perilous fight.
listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here then are your probable starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the Midland Warriors and Coach Todd Eisner. He'll start number three, a 5'11 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. That's Ben Emig, averaging 17.6 points per game. Number five is Marcus Franklin, a 6'3 junior from Hazelcrest, Illinois, averaging 11.3 points per game. Number 11 is Galen Gully, a 5'8 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 12.8 points per outing. Number 35 is a 6'7 freshman from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 11.9 points per game. And number 45 is Brandon Williams, a 6'6 senior from Detroit, Michigan, averaging 5 points per game. For the North College Defenders, they will start a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, Nathan Rindles, averaging 12.4 points per outing. Kyle Lindbergh's a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.3 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.4 points per outing. Tyler Waltersdorf is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.5 points per game. And Brian Sumner is a 6'2 freshman from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 4.3 points per contest. You're listening to KDC. Well, beg your pardon, we have a change to that. It'll be number 13, Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado, getting the starting nod today in place of Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi sidelined with an ankle injury, suffered in the win over Northwestern on Wednesday night. Terpstra is a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado, averaging 5.3 points per game. Back with the opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Getting started just a shade after 4 o'clock today due to the Senior Day recognition of 9 total seniors in the respective women's and men's basketball programs here at Dort College. Jumping center for Nebraska, for Midland will be Brandon Williams. For Dort College, it will be Kyle Lindbergh. Opening tap is up, and the Dort College defenders control it. Nathan Rindles will bring it into the front court for Dort College. He passes left side over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, right side it goes. They get it back over to Franken. Franken trying to dump it off, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Midland basketball. So Midland forces a turnover on the first possession of the contest. Dort College will be playing a man down today as Austin Kachi will not be available. Right side pass. It comes. This is Marcus Franklin. Franklin puts it up, short range, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up foul number one. Well, didn't look like there was any disguise to that. Marcus Franklin was going to go hard to the hoop, try to draw a foul or get the bucket. So Franklin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's a 6'3 junior from Hazelcrest, Illinois, averaging 11.3 points per game. So the free throw's on the way for Franklin. First one is up off the heel, no good. Another free throw coming. 19:36 left to play in this first half. Scoreless. Franklin, a second free throw on the way. This one is up, and he makes that one. So Franklin makes one of two, and the Midland Warriors are on the board first, 1-0. Not often you see a 1-0 score. Right side it goes. Tyler Waltersdorf guarded there by Starkle. He gives left side over to Rindles. Rindles into the corner. Franken gives it inside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh, baby hook in the lane, is good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College opens up a 2-1 lead. 19-12 left to play. First half. Emig with the basketball. Pick and roll. They feed it down low to Williams. Williams, kick out pass, goalie. Goalie down to the baseline. They fire it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Midland tapped it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will bring it up with Nathan Rindles. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Man-to-man defense applied by Midland. Midland will not do anything fancy on defense. They'll just grind on you and make you take a tough shot. With it is Waltersdorf out front. Waltersdorf drives in with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. It might be that kind of day today, with both teams putting it on the deck and trying to get to the basket and the free throw line by extension. Shooting the free throws will be Tyler Waltersdorf. 18:39 left to play. First half just underway. First free throw by Tyler is up and through. Waltersdorf, 89 of 147 this season from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. Midland will rely heavily on ball screens throughout this contest. Second free throw is up and good for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a pair. Door College leads 4-1. Into the front court is Gully. Gully guarded there by Rindles. Gully has it on the right side. Dumps it underneath Starkle. Starkle off of the glass. Good. Alex Starkle with a two-point basket. Door College leads 4-3. Rindles into the front court. Left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Terpstra. Terpstra gets the ball screen of his own. Pass comes right side. Into the lane is Franken. Franken jump stop. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland. Here come the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. Emig. Emig on the right side. His pass through the lane taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh with a head full of steam. Behind the back dribble. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it into the corner. Franken. Franken baseline jumper is good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 6-3. 17:48 left to play, first half. Emig with the dribble, looking underneath. Instead comes over to Gully. Gully dumps it down low for Brandon Williams. Williams loses it on the way up. It's taken away by the defenders. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Rindles. Rindles drives in. Right-handed shot, no good. Ball's down on the floor. Tapped away by Walterstorff momentarily. Midland maintains possession of it. Gully into the front court. Gully with it on the right side. Back over to Starkle. Starkle gives it left wing over to Emig. Emig thought about the three. Instead, gets his teammates involved. He gives it Starkle. Starkle jumper, no good. Jump hook in the lane, no good. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles out front, tie. Tyler Walterstorff, three-pointer, yes. Three-point basket for Tyler Walterstorff. He's got five, and the defenders lead 9-3. 17 minutes up to go, first half. Into the front court with the basketball is Gully. Gully calling a set play. He'll get a pick out front. Now they roll to the basket. Williams. Williams passes left side. They dump it down low. Williams. Williams off of the glass. Lost it on the way up. He was able to maintain possession of it just enough to get it through. Dort College leads 9-5. Into the front court is Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Gives it up Franken. Franken with it. Franken's pass deflected, picked up by Terpstra, left side Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for the pass down low. He's going to drive, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll shoot two free throws. Tyler Walterstorff right now, the mismatch. Alex Starkle whistled for the personal. That's number two on him. Midland will have to go a little smaller now. Jalen Hoosier will check into the ballgame. David Denherter and Brian Sumner also waiting for the defenders. Free throw on the way by Tyler is up and won't go down. Hit every part of the rim on the bounce, it seemed, and then fell out. Terpstra checks out. Lindbergh checks out. Another free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. 16:25 left to play in this first half. Free throw on the way for Tyler. And the junior from Sioux Center missed that one short, no good. And then over the a pushing foul is going to be called on David Denherter. Denherter whistled for the personal. That's his first. 16:24 left to play. First half. 16:24 left to go. Emig with the basketball. Emig at the top of the key. He passes left side to Hoosier. Hoosier left wing to Franklin. Franklin underneath. They lose it. Williams picked off by Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler into the front court. Tyler guarded there by Hoosier. Goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles double teamed. Nothing there. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner comes back. Left wing. Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it on the deck. Back to the top of the key. Working on Hoosier. A hesitation move. His shot. They're going to call him for a carry. Chris Garris calls him for the carry. From his position near midcourt. So the travel violation gives Midland the basketball. Galen Gully brings the basketball up for the Warriors. Gully, pass Emig. Sumner will back off him. Sumner guarding Emig. Emig with it on the left wing. Emig kicks it into the corner. Gully. Gully comes back out front. Hoosier. Hoosier, Emig. Emig with the basketball. Comes back left side. Three-pointer is up and good for Franklin. Franklin with four. Dort College leads 9-8. Six unanswered by the Warriors. Rindles into the front court. Gets it over to Franken. Dalton Franken with a jumper from the left wing. He kisses it off of the glass. Ball deflected out by Franken. Franken with 4 points today. Dort College leading 11-8. Lindbergh is in. Tyler Walterstorff is out. Checking the ball in will be Marcus Franklin for Midland. They give it in to Emig. Emig over the basketball. Emig will run a set play. Looks like he's going to dump it off. Franklin shot is good. Marcus Franklin with 6 points. York College leads 11-10. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles left side, Franken. Franken, Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles driving the lane. Puts it up. No call made, and it certainly looked like Brandon Williams got a lot of arm that time. Into the corner, three for the tie is good. I beg your pardon. Midland in front now, 13-11. I had missed that earlier, too, on my running totals. Sumner driving in, puts it up, and a goaltending call on Brandon Williams. 13-13, our score. Sumner gets credit for that two-point bucket. 14-28 remaining. Well, on that drive by Rindles, it certainly looked like he got hacked on the arm. Gully passes left side. They go into the corner to Franklin. Franklin's going to drive the lane, lays it up, good. Franklin with eight. Midland leads 15-13. Coming back the other way, Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner, Lindberg. And Lindberg is fouled on the play by Hoosier. Jalen Hoosier whistled for the personal foul. New player checking in for Midland. This will be number 22 for Midland, Montrell Billups. York College down a deuce. With the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg, kick out, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, top of the key, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Den Herter, saves it out to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, back over to Rindles. Rindles, Lindberg, Lindberg underneath to Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland's, on Midland's Brandon Williams. Williams picks up his first. So two free throws on the way for David Den Herter. Den Herter, a 67% free throw shooter. First one is good. He's got another one coming. He'll try to tie it up here with a made free throw. 13:48 remaining in this first half. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. And Den Herter's free throw left it short, no good. 15-14, Midland by one. Midland with the basketball. This is Emig. Emig to Hoosier. Hoosier out front, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully back to Emig. Emig, they dump it off. Shot is up. No good. On the pick and roll, York College able to defend it. Now the pass into the front court intended for Terpstra goes out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Well, Trevor Bryant also in the ballgame for Midland. Couple players that did not play significant minutes in the win over Hastings on Wednesday. Emig with the basketball, 13:15 to go, first half. Emig working against Sumner. Emig will drive in, and we got a foul called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal, his first. It's team foul number three on the defenders. And Marcus Franklin will inbound the basketball. Midland gets the ball inbounded over the top to Emig. Emig will work against Waltersdorf. Pass left side to Langford. Langford gives it up. Franklin. Franklin will drive in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Avery Langford. Langford, three, is good. Langford with the three-point bucket. And the defenders trail 18-14. Tyler Waltersdorf answering with a three. No, off the heel. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland into the front court with the basketball. Emig. Emig on the left wing. Emig comes back up front to Langford. Ball deflected, taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg, one player to beat. He sidesteps a player. Shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. His shot was blocked off of the backboard. And the foul called on Montrell Billups, that is. So Billups whistled for the personal. Lindbergh will shoot two. So Kyle Lindbergh into the free throw line, trying to cut the four-point lead down to two. First free throw by Kyle is up and through. Three for Lindbergh. Another one coming for Kyle Lindbergh. Terpstra and Sumner are out. J.D. Bohr is into the contest, along with Dalton Franken. 12:32 remaining, first half. Second free throw to try and make it a two-point ball game, and Lindbergh does. Lindbergh with four. York College trails 18-16. Midland basketball, Emig. Emig in between the circles. He gets a screen out front, picks up his dribble, passes back over to Billups. Billups with the ball. Billups gives it up to Langford. Langford down to the corner is Franklin. And a foul called on Nathan Rendles, and Rendles has just picked up his second, and now it's time to mix and match. Brian Sumner is going to check back into the ballgame. And in mounting the basketball, so with 12:16 left, York College loses Nathan Rendles for a while. Avery Langford with the basketball as he tracks it down near midcourt. Dalton Franken waits for him. We'll see how long York College leaves Rendles on the bench here in the first half. Some of it will depend on how the rest of the team responds to this next 3 or 4 minute stretch. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball. A jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Our officials today, Chris Garris, Pat Anderson, and Brooks Wells. Those are assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland in by the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Marcus Franklin. Franklin gets the ball inbounded to Langford. Langford gives it out front, Gully. Gully back over to Langford. Langford into the lane. Kick out pass Franklin. Franklin into the corner, Gully. Gully over the basketball in front of the York College student section. Comes back right side, Franklin. Franklin, three, good. Didn't look pretty, but it goes through. It's effective. He's got 11. York College trails 21-16. Lindbergh, Franken. Franken with the basketball for York College. Dalton with the basketball. Gives it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Brandon Williams. Lindbergh backing in. Puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. Who's it going to go on is my question. It's going to go on Williams, and I believe that's number two on him. Brandon Williams whistled for the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. So Kyle Lindbergh to shoot a pair. Lindbergh shooting two with his team down five. He needs some points, and Lindbergh delivers with a made free throw. He's three for three from the charity stripe. Another one on the way, trying to make it a three-point ball game. So Brandon Williams checks out with two personal fouls. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. This one's up and skips out, no good. Made it over the front of the rim, but skips off of the heel. Pops out, York College trails by four, 21-17. Gully to Hoosier, Hoosier left side, Franklin. Franklin down to the baseline, spin move, his shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Kyle leading the charge. Lindbergh will drive in, gets it over to Sumner. Sumner, Franken. Franken, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Gully. Gully over the basketball. Gully up the floor. Gully, nothing there. Galen Gully, back out front it comes. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Kyle Lindbergh. Here comes York College, down four. Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh drives in. And they're going to call a charge on Kyle Lindbergh, and it certainly looked from my vantage point like there was a reach-in foul first. Tyler Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. David Denherter checks back in. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his first personal foul with 10:42 remaining. Coming back the other way, Galen Gully with it. Gully will drive in, nothing there. Gully back out front to Langford. Langford with the basketball. Langford to Emig. Emig back to Langford. Langford, 17-footer straight on, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes York College. Dalton into the front court. Franken into the lane. Pull up from 10. It goes through. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Sturt College trails 21-19. 10 minutes remaining, first half. Out front, Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig to Langford. Langford, kick out. Gully. Gully, three. Good. Galen Gully with a three-point basket. Dort College trails 24-19. 9:50 and counting. Into the front court is Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Gives it over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr over to Franken. Franken sizes it up from 17. Good. Dalton Franken with 8 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 9:37 remaining in this first half. And the Dort College defenders call the timeout. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 24-21 our score. Dort College's lineup right now: Sumner, Lindberg, Franken, Den Herter, and Bohr. Midland basketball, Emig. Emig on the right wing, gets a ball screen. They lob it over the top. Shot is no good. Rebound Den Herter. David Den Herter, outlet pass over to Franken. Here comes Franken against Emig. Comes back to Lindberg. Lindberg layup good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. He's got 7, and the defenders trail 23-24. With it right corner, Emig. Emig gets it back on the wing. His three is no good. Rebound long, though, taken down by Hoosier. Long shot, long rebound. Emig driving in, and a blocking foul called. So the block foul called on David Den Herter. His second. Ben Emig will go to the free throw line. So the free throw coming for Emig as he converted the layup. They called the block on Den Herter. And the free throw on the way for Ben Emig. Trying to extend it back to a four-point ball game with 8:56 remaining. Free throw is up and good for Emig. Emig makes it 27-23. Emig with the old-fashioned three-point play. Here comes Dort College with the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg, left side. Goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr out front. Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the free throw line. Kick out. Terp. Terp. Three. In and out. No good. Halfway down. Rebound taken down by Franken. And Dalton Franken is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland's Murray. That's Trace Murray. So Murray picks up the personal, and again, a lot of players playing right now that did not play significant minutes on Wednesday night for Midland. Dalton Franken makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He's got 9 points. 27-24 our score. 27-24, Dort College is down three. Another free throw on the way for Franken. This one's up and good. Dalton Franken with 10 points. It's 27-25, Dort College down two. 8:30 left to play, first half. Galen Gully with the basketball, guarded there by J.D. Bohr. They go to Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. Hoosier gives it up to Billups. Billups to Hoosier. Hoosier in and out, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor, picked up by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton into the front court. He passes left side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in, and we've got a foul called on the play against Midland and Hoosier. Jalen Hoosier whistled for the personal. That's his second. So Tyler Waltersdorf shooting a pair of free throws. Waltersdorf this afternoon, 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. He can tie it with a pair of made free throws. That's foul number 2, by the way, on Hoosier. And I believe he just checked out as I looked down to make a note. First free throw is up and good for Waltersdorf. I thought they were giving him 2. It was just a 1-1. They say it was before the shot. He's got another one on the way. We've had one tie. That was at 13-13. And that one's off the heel, no good. Dort College trails 27-26. Waltersdorf now with 6 points. as we come back the other way with the basketball. This is Midland. Midland on the left wing. That's Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig comes back right side. Emig into the corner. Franklin. Marcus Franklin will drive baseline, trying to back Kyle Lindberg down. Comes back into the corner. Emig. Emig, three, no good. Rebound, tapped out. Last touch by. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. And Midland will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marcus Franklin throws it in. Gets the return pass. He's deep left corner. He'll bring it back to the top of the key and reset the offense. Midland with 27 on the shot clock. On the right side is Gully. Gully out front. They give it left wing to Emig. Emig over the basketball. Emig passes right side to Jordan Flynn. Flynn to Franklin. Franklin looking for Gully. They get it to Gully. Gully on the left wing. Galen Gully over the basketball. Gully back out front. It comes to Flynn. Four to shoot. Emig. Emig will drive in. Scoop shot. And he got bailed out. Foul called on the defenders, and J.D. Board, Dort College, played good defense for 33 seconds. And at the end, Ben Emig takes it into the lane, and a foul call made. Ben Emig will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw by Emig is up and good. Emig now 2 for 2 from the free throw line. J.D. Board will check out of the contest. And another free throw on the way for Ben Emig. Another free throw on the way for Emig. This one's up and good. So Emig, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 77% free throw shooter. This is the kind of game, though, where Emig will not miss many free throws. Kyle Lindberg out front with the basketball, guarded there by Montrell Billups. Lindberg with it. Passes right side Franken. Franken, 17-footer, no good, but he's fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Marcus Franklin. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line for two. Dalton with 10 first half points. Dort College trailing 29-26. That's the first foul of the day on Marcus Franklin. And the freshman from Atlantic will step to the free throw line for the defenders. First free throw is up and good. Franken with 11. Dort College trails 29-27. Got to find a way to stay close. They've played about 5 minutes without Nathan Rindles on the floor with foul trouble. Rebound tap out controlled by the defenders. Terpstra ball fake. He's in the lane, snaking it up. Shot no good. It's blocked. Out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball leading 29-27. Terpstra had the ball fake. Took it into the lane, but was unable to finish as he tried to snake through. Emig passes left side over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball gives it up Flynn to Gully. Gully back over to Emig. Emig right baseline in the corner, down to the baseline. Nothing there as he drove in. Kick out pass, Franklin, three, good. Marcus Franklin with another three. He's got 14, and the defenders trail 32-27. Right side, Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it at the free throw line. Comes over to Waltersdorf, gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg, baby hook, good. Kyle Lindberg with another two. He's got 9. Defenders trail 32-29. Up the floor with it is Emig. Emig at the top of the key. He's going to pass left side Franklin. Franklin puts it up, shot no good. Rebound fought for, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Nothing but nickels on the board. 5:55 left to play in this first half. Midland 32, Dort College 29. Midland to shoot in inbounding is Marcus Franklin with his team up by 3. Emig will drive baseline and a blocking foul called on Alex Terpstra. Terp picks up the personal. That's foul number 1 on him. J.D. Bohr is going to check back into the ballgame, and I believe Terpstra is going to check out. So Bohr will check in. Emig to shoot a 1-1. Emig shooting a 1-1. His team leading 32-29. That's the 8th team foul called on the defenders. Emig's free throw is up looked like it was going to be short, and it just barely makes it over and drops through. He's got another one coming. 29-33. Second free throw on the way for Emig. He's 4-for-4. Well, if he's going to hold to a season average, which would be about 4-for-5, you know what would have to happen here. Emig's free throw is up, and that one's good. As I said earlier, this is the kind of game where he's going to make them all, though. 34-29, our score, North College, down 5. Mixing and matching for the defenders. Brandon Brewersma checks in for the defenders. 6'7 freshman from Sunnyside, Washington. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Franken. Dalton across the court, pass to Sumner. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Sumner. 3, good. Needed that one in a bad way. B-Sum with 5. North College leads, trails 34-32. Cross-court pass, right side. They kick it back over to Gully. Gully back to Franklin. Franklin, head fake. His layup is good. Marcus Franklin has been a load here this afternoon. 36-32, Midland by 4. Right side pass, Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Sumner back out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, gives it up, J.D. Bohr. Right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, spin move, puts it on the floor. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. And it's tipped out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Player shaken up for Midland. Slow in getting up is Midland's Marcus Franklin. Franklin hit the deck trying to get that ball. North College trails by 4, 36-32. 4:56 left to go in the game. In the first half, that is. Well, Midland is limited, North College. Pass over the top, comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh lost it on the double team. Midland comes away with it. Warriors coming back the other way. Montrell Billups. Billups gives it into the corner. That's Avery Langford. Langford driving in. Gets the layup to go, and the late whistle, they're going to call a foul as well. Brandon Brewersma whistled for the personal. North College not getting the 50-50 calls today. So Langford gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. He's got 5, and he can extend it to a 7-point lead with a made free throw, and he does. 6 for Langford. North College trails 39-32. 4:40 and counting. North College playing right now with Rindle, without Rindles. He's on the bench with 2 personals. Lindbergh passes over to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr puts it on the floor to the baseline. Nothing there. Trapped. Tries to pass it over to Brewersma. The ball is tipped out of bounds. The lineup for North College right now. Bohr, Brewersma, Sumner, Lindbergh, and Franken. As I say that, Walterstorff will check into the ball game, and Brewersma will check out. Sumner passes to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff into the corner goes Sumner. Sumner, ball deflected. It's taken by Langford. Langford shot, no good, and he is fouled on the play. Brian Sumner commits the foul. His second. And free throws on the way now for Langford. Langford, a 69% free throw shooter. 39-32, North College by 7. Avery Langford shooting 2. First one is up, no good. Our score. Second free throw on the way. Is up and good, so Langford makes 1 of 2, and the defenders trail 40-32. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, with it left side. They go to Terpstra. Terpstra to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh trying to get a clear out. They'll bring the double team. Lindbergh shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So the North College defenders shooting free throws with Kyle Lindberg. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Lindberg is up and good. So Lindberg makes them both. North College trails by 6, 40 to 34. Kyle Lindberg with a pair of free throws. 3:54 left to go in the first half. Left side pass to Franklin. Franklin goes short corner, Flynn. Flynn with the basketball. Flynn to Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully passes right side. They drop it off underneath and the slam dunk for Montrell Billups, and Billups is called for the technical foul. So Billups gets the bucket, but then gets called for the technical for the demonstration afterwards. So 42-34, North College will get free throws, and then they'll get the bucket, they'll get the basketball. That will also count as a technical foul on Montrell Billups. And Kyle Lindberg will shoot the free throws. First free throw by Kyle is up and good. Playing a hunch, having Kyle Lindberg shoot free throws on the technical foul. First one pays off. Another one on the way for the senior. That one's off the heel, no good. 42-35, North College will have the basketball now. And they'll have it the length of the floor in front of them. So free throw for the defenders. And here goes Kyle Lindberg with the basketball up the floor. 3:30 and counting, first half. Might have got away with a travel, did Lindberg. Pass goes left side, Franken. Franken comes back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the right wing. North College down 7 with the basketball. Terpstra to Bohr. Bohr with the basketball on the left wing. Bohr picks it up. Back over to Franken. Franken to J.D. 12 seconds on the shot clock. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Comes back right side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath. Bohr. Bohr has it blocked. Here comes Midland. Galen Gully up the floor with the basketball. He feeds the trailer Emig. He steps into the three, airballed it. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court. Kyle with it. No-look pass underneath to Franken. Franken, bucket, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. North College trails 42-37, 2:40 remaining. Left side is Gully. Gully to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig passes it back right side over to Flynn. Flynn to Gully. Gully to Emig. Emig right side back over to Flynn. Jordan Flynn, cross-court pass. Gully, Gully, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Here come the defenders down by 5, 2:20 and counting first half. Lindberg, spin move, puts it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College fighting and clawing back into this game after it looked like Midland might run away and hide with it here at the end of the first half. Dort College fighting to make a game of it. They've got it down to three. Kyle Lindberg, free throw on the way for the senior, trying to complete the three-point play. And he does. 42-40. North College down a deuce. In the lane, shot off the glass by Franklin is good. Franklin, absolutely tough as nails today for Midland. This is Lindberg. Lindberg, Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, no good. Rebound taken by Gully. Here comes Midland with a chance to extend the lead. Gully with the basketball back over to Franklin. Franklin, off balance, good. Wow. I've got him for 19. 47-40, North College down 7. Beg your pardon, 46-40. North College down 6, 1:37 remaining. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball in the danger of a 5 seconds call. He's going to drive in, free throw line, kicks it, Terp. Terp, 3, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland coming back the other way with the basketball, Gully. Gully will drive in. His pass deflected out, taken by North College. They get it over to Lindberg. Lindberg will bring it up. Terpstra with a steal. North College going to run a set play here. Right side pass, J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it on the right side. He comes out front, Franken. Franken against Franklin. How do you like that? 1 minute to go. 16 on the shot clock. Franken wants a ball screen. Comes instead over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Walterstorff, 9 to shoot. Walterstorff will take it in against Trevor Bryant. His pull-up from 17, missed it, no good. Here comes Midland. Midland racing the other way, Gully. Gully passes to Bryant. Bryant gives it up, Franklin. Franklin with the basketball on the right wing. They hedge him, bring the double team. Comes back over to Emig. Emig with the basketball. They go high post. Now Emig. Emig back to Franklin. Franklin dumps it off. Layup, good. Two-point bucket for Trevor Bryant. Midland has extended the lead back to 48-40. Dort College will hold for the final shot. Jordan Flynn will guard Kyle Lindbergh, 15 seconds. Lindbergh near midcourt, 10 seconds. Hands it back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken out front, 4 seconds, three. Franken, top of the key, three off the heel, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Midland 48, Dort College 40. Dort College plays the final 12 minutes and 16 seconds of the first half without Nathan Rendles, who was saddled with two early personal fouls. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Midland Warriors close the half on a 6-0 run to turn a 42-40 advantage into a 48-40 advantage at halftime. Dort College had the early lead in this one. They were up 9-3. Midland took the lead at 13-11. We had one tie. That was at 13-13. Midland led by as many as eight at 40-32. Dort College closed the gap to 42-40 on a three-point play by Kyle Lindbergh. And Midland goes on a 6-0 run to end the first half, making it 48-40 at halftime. Dort College very shorthanded in the first half, obviously without Austin Kachi. Kachi not playing today due to an ankle sprain from earlier this week in a win over Northwestern. And Nathan Rendles on the bench for the final 12-16 of the first half. So Dort College was mixing and matching their lineups. Kyle Lindbergh led the way in the first half with 15 points. He was unable to offset Midland's Marcus Franklin, 6'3 junior from Hazelcrest, Illinois, averaging 11.3 points per game. He had 20 in the first half of action. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back for the numbers in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers at halftime of this basketball game. Dort College trails 48-40. Midland, 17 of 30 from the floor, 56.7%. 6 of 13 on three-pointers, 46.2%. And 8 of 10 on free throws for 80%. For the Dort College defenders, 12 of 26 from the floor, 46.2%. 2 of 9 on three-pointers for 22.2%. 14 of 21 on free throws for 66.7%. Dort College out-rebounded by Midland in the first half, 18-14. Turnovers, each team had 6 turnovers in the first half of play. Marcus Franklin leads the way for Midland with 20 points, 8 of 10 from the floor, including 3 of 3 on three-pointers. Ben Emig with 10, 7 for Avery Langford, 2 each for Trevor Bryant, Montrell Billups, Brandon Williams, and Alex Starkle. Galen Gully has 3 points. For the defenders, 15 for Kyle Lindbergh, 4 for 5 from the floor, 7 of 9 on free throws, 13 points for Dalton Franken, 5 of 8 from the floor, 0 for 2 on threes, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Tyler Walterstorff, 5 for Brian Sumner, 1 for David Den Herter. Dort College, 7 rebounds for Kyle Lindbergh, 3 for Dalton Franken, 2 for David Den Herter. For Midland, on the glass, Galen Gully with 4, Ben Emig with 3. Brandon Williams also with 3 rebounds. Marcus Franklin has 4 assists. Kyle Lindbergh has 4 assists for the defenders, along with 3 steals. So Lindbergh's numbers right now, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. For Midland, Marcus Franklin, 20 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, and no steals in 16 minutes of play. Lindbergh played 19 minutes in the first half. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of what's happening in the GPAC right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
The weather in northwest Iowa is always...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu.
Sam Ekstrom here, sitting down with Kayla Brookhuis, one of the six seniors on the Dort women's basketball team. And Kayla, you do something that a lot of other athletes don't. You're a two-sport athlete. You've been going from volleyball to basketball for the past 4 years. Is it going to be strange to be done now?
It's definitely going to be strange to be done. My whole life has revolved around sports. So it'll be something that I'll take some time to get used to, not being just always in sports like that. I'm looking forward to having a break, but I'll definitely always miss it.
This season, your three-point shooting has been spectacular. Do you really feel like you've been peaking at the right time?
I don't think I quite realized that I was shooting so well until people started saying stuff, and then you kind of realize it and think about it. I'm super happy for my senior year that my shooting has been on, and I'm hoping that it just keeps kind of going through the rest of these games.
And today is senior day against Midland. What are your feelings as you stand next to your senior teammates and are honored by the crowd?
We're so excited to be together. I mean, that's pretty impressive to say. 16 years have stayed since freshman year, and we've all been playing time on varsity. We're so happy we formed such a good bond since we've always been together since the beginning, and it'll be great just to look down and see each other. It'll be fun just to play another game together.
And you need a win today against Midland to have a chance to get into the GPAC playoffs. What would a win mean to your team?
A win would mean so much, especially on senior day. I mean, no one wants to go out, have a loss on senior night with all these fans and your family there. So we're really looking forward to playing for our family and our friends one last time. And we want to make that playoff so much that I think we'll just bring extra intensity and hard work to the game.
And by my calculations, you need a loss from Doan as well today. Are you going to be thinking about that at all?
Well, maybe think about it after the game when we're walking out there with our parents. We'll maybe be asking Coach if he's heard anything yet, just because that's something you want to know right away. I mean, it'll be so much more of a celebration if we know that we've been able to make the playoffs just because Doan took a loss for us.
Well, I certainly hope you do make the playoffs. Now, Kayla, what are you going to be doing after graduation?
After graduation, I'm looking to go for physical therapy. I have a couple options lined up, but I'm still kind of evaluating. But, yeah, I'm looking for physical therapy.
All right. That's Kayla Brookhuis of the Dort women's team. Thank you, Kayla.
And, obviously, that interview from before the game today, Sam Ekstrom catching up with her and the Dort College women losing to Midland earlier today, 69-58. Doan College, a winner over Briarcliff as well, 91-89. So even if Dort College had won that contest, the tiebreaker would not have played to their favor. Quad champions on the women's side today. Hastings, Concordia, Northwestern, and Morningside all close the season at 16-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Opening possession of the second half, Dort College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball at the free throw line. Jumps into the lane. His shot is good. Waltersdorf with eight. Dort College trails 48-42. Midland with the basketball. Left side is Marcus Franklin. Franklin to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully comes back. Franklin. Franklin shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College, and I believe that's going to be on the rebound against Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for his first team foul, number one on the defenders in this half. Midland inbound the basketball. They get it into Williams. Brandon Williams with the basketball back over to Emig. Emig with it on the right side. Drops it off for Williams. Williams layup good. He's got four. Dort College trails 50-42. Midland, a team that averages 77.5 points per game. Dort College right around the 90-point mark. With it out front, they go over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, Rindles. Rindles, Walt. Walt, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf at the top of the key. Left side, Rindles. Rindles dumps it off. Left side, that's Terpstra. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18:51 left to play in this first half, in this ball game now. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles to trigger it. Still looking, and his pass is deflected by Gully. It's down on the floor and picked up by Williams. Brandon Williams brings the ball up. Comes over to Franklin. Franklin down to the corner. Marcus Franklin gives it back over to Gulley. Midland with a chance to extend the lead. They lead by 8 right now. Emig with it on the left side. Emig driving baseline, cut off. They kick it outside. Franklin. Franklin, 3, missed it, no good. He's missed his first two shots of the second half. Dort College basketball. Rindles ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra with it, right side back over to Waltersdorf. He gives it up Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Tough shot, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. And I believe that's number 1 on Tyler. Could be 2. We'll wait and see what goes up on the board. That's foul number 1 on Tyler Waltersdorf. 18:15 remaining in this contest. Midland trying to hang a loss on the defenders here at the end of the regular season. North College has not gotten many breaks this afternoon. With it on the left side is Marcus Franklin. Dumps it underneath. Layup is good for Alex Starkle. He's got 4. 52-42. North College is down by 10. Comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Comes back, left side. This is Rindles. Rindles, right wing to Waltersdorf. Tyler drops it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh, layup, good. And he's fouled on the play. Brandon Williams commits the personal foul. And Lindbergh will go to the free throw line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Lindbergh to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. His team trailing by 8, and somehow Dort College has to will themselves back into this game. Trailing by as many as 10, and now 7. 18 for Lindbergh. Dort College trails 52-45. Emig will bring the basketball up for Midland. Emig with the basketball out front. He hands it off to Franklin. Franklin out front. Comes left side, Starkle. Starkle to Emig. Emig down to the baseline. Emig gives it up. Shot, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled. David Denherter comes away with it. Here comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle Lindbergh working against Franklin. Puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2, and Marcus Franklin has picked up the personal. That's his 2nd. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Chance to cut the lead down to 5. 52-45 our score. 17-11 remaining in this game. First free throw by Kyle. In and out, no good. A 2nd free throw on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. So Lindbergh to shoot his 2nd free throw. Can make it a 6-point game with a made free throw here. That one's up too strong, no good. 52-45, our score, Dort College. Down 7, 17 minutes remaining in this contest. Dort College has to take advantage of every opportunity that presents itself, playing from behind. Flynn to Starkle. Starkle, left-handed layup is good. Starkle with the 2-point bucket. He's got 6. And the Midland lead is 9, 54-45. Left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball out front. He goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner dumps it underneath Denherter. Denherter layup good. David Denherter with 3 points. Dort College trails 54-47. Out front, Emig. Emig gives it up. Starkle. Starkle, another hook shot in the lane. Good. Alex Starkle with 8 points. 56-47, Dort College down 9. Rindles drives in. A lot of contact. No call made. And again, a lot of contact. And this time they're going to call the foul on the rebound against Dort College. 56-47 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland basketball, right side. They come out front to Gulley. Gulley to Emig. Emig dumps it underneath Starkle. Starkle, turnaround good. Alex Starkle right now with 10 points. He's got it going, and Midland leads by 11, 58-47. Brian Sumner, 3, no good. Rebound Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is fouled on the play by Jordan Flynn. So free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. So Lindbergh with a chance to make this a single-digit ball game again. It's foul number three on Flynn. Dort College trailing 58-47, now 58-48. To 15:40 left to play in regulation. Lindbergh will shoot the second of two free throws. This one's up and good as well. Kyle Lindbergh makes them both. And the defenders trail 58-49. 58-49, our score. Cross-court pass, right side, Franklin. Franklin, three, good. Marcus Franklin with 23. And the Midland lead is 12 at 61-49. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff to Sumner. Sumner, right side, Rindles underneath. Franken, Franken layup good. Dalton Franken with 15, and the defenders trail by 10, 61-51. 15 minutes left to play in the game. Left side, Gully. Gully over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Comes back out front. Starkle. Starkle, hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken with it on the right side. He's going to force it up, and he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dalton Franken with 15 points, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College trailing by 10, 61-51. Points have been tough to come by today for the defenders. Defensive stops have been tough to come by. First free throw by Frank, and an 80% free throw shooter is good. He's got another one coming. 61-52, our score. Capacity crowd on hand for tonight's for today's contest here at the DeWitt. Doesn't look like there are many open seats, if any. Don't believe we locked the doors, but it is a tight fit. Dort College trailing 61-53, 14:35 remaining in the game. Emig with it on the left wing. Ball screen coming. They look down low. They dump it inside. Shot, no good. Rebound tipped out. Sumner had it. Now Gully comes away with it. Busted play. They give it underneath, and the ball's on the floor. Walterstorff unable to come up with it. Out front with it is Emig. Emig. Back inside. Hoosier. Hoosier shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Hoosier. Hoosier with it, left side, Emig. Emig with the basketball. It's down on the floor, and now a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Midland basketball. our score. Ball is inbounded, Midland basketball. 3 seconds left on the shot clock, and a free throw line jumper is good for Billups. Billups with four. 63-53. Midland in front by 10. Lindbergh, left side it goes, Franken. Franken down to the baseline, and a foul called on Hoosier. Hoosier whistled for the personal, his third. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Nathan Rindles. Rindles looking into the corner, Sumner. Sumner fires it back outside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the corner. Walterstorff with the basketball on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Gully strips him. Coming away with it is Hoosier. Hoosier to Emig. Emig, layup, good. Ben Emig with a dozen. Midland leads 65-53. 13:15 left to play in this game. With the basketball up front, Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken has it stripped. It's picked up by Franken now. Franken shovels it back over to Rindles. Rindles into the lane. His left-handed layup, not good. Rebound controlled by Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. Hoosier comes right side, Gully. Gully with it on the wing. Gully looking, passes back out to Hoosier. Hoosier to Emig. Emig, three, no good. Rebound, fought for, tipped out, controlled by Dort College after the missed putback attempt by Montrell Billups. Here's Rindles back the other way, and he is fouled on the play. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Shooting free throws will be Nathan Rindles. So Rindles will shoot two with his team down by 12. First free throw by Nathan. Short, no good, and it's been that kind of day for Nathan. Missed the first one as he left it short. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. 65-53, Midland in front by a dozen. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Midland in front by a dozen. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles, second free throw in and out, no good. Wow. Rindles, an 87% free throw shooter entering the game today. Right side with it is Gully. Gully at the top of the key comes over to Emig. Emig with the basketball to Avery Langford, and the ball's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 65-53, Dort College, down by 12. 12-17 and counting. Rindles into the front court, guarded there by Emig. He goes left side over to Franken. Dalton with the basketball. Dalton at the top of the key. Nothing there. Right side, Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Back over to Franken. Franken to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up left side to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the lane. Pass over to Sumner. Sumner, three. Good. Brian Sumner with the three-point basket. He's got eight. 65-56, Dort College down. Gully with the basketball. He goes right side over to Emig. Emig with it on the right wing. Emig gets a ball screen, gets another screen. They dump it off right side. With it is Billups. Billups to Gully. Gully to Langford. Langford to Emig. Emig back over to Gully. Gully right wing. They go over to Starkle. Starkle, hook shot in the lane. Good. Starkle with 12 today. Dort College trails 67-56. Left side pass, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Midland and Avery Langford. Langford whistled for the personal. That timeout by Dort College was their second used today. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nathan Rindles called over the sideline along with Coach Ross Dalma, getting some instructions here. You'll get a 40% timeout in effect. Two out of the five players on the floor. Franken will check out of the, will come over to the bench area now and get instructions from Ross Dalma. Another free throw on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken's free throw is up and good. So Franken makes them both. I beg your pardon. Walterstorff makes them both. My mistake. Got Franken on the brain as he came over to talk things over with Coach Dalma. Walterstorff makes both free throws. Midland basketball, Langford. Langford drives in, lost it. Taken by Starkle. Starkle, jump hook, shot no good. Rebound, put back, no good by Midland and Montrell Billups. Here comes Dort College. Dort College is down nine. Sumner with the basketball. He passes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up to Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, three, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Starkle for Midland. Midland coming back the other way. Ben Emig. Emig on the left side. Emig gives it up to DJ Vaughn. DJ Vaughn, right side to Langford. Langford, layup, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dalton Frank, and that's number two on Dalton. Dort College is down nine. Avery Langford to the free throw line. Langford, 7 points today. 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. 69% free throw shooter entering the game. Free throw by Langford is up and good. It's a 10-point game again, 68-58. This one not over, but time dwindling on the defenders. I always think a point a minute, obviously, and right now Dort College down 10. Langford makes them both. Langford with 9, and Midland has been able to answer every Dort College rally with a run of their own. Midland has led by as many as 12 tonight, or today, I should say. 61-49, they were up 12. Sumner, 3, missed it badly, no good. 10 minutes left to go in the half, in the ball game, that is. Emig, cross-court pass to DJ Vaughn. Vaughn back out to Emig, and now Midland will run a little clock. Emig testing the waters, tries to dump it off. Now he's going to dribble back to the perimeter as it was tapped back at him. DJ Vaughn over the basketball. DJ Vaughn gives it up. Starkle. Starkle with the basketball. Starkle back out front. Langford. Langford plants it on the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler sidesteps the defensive player. Layup good. Tyler Walterstorff with 12 points, and the defenders trail by 9, 69-60. Comes back to Starkle. Starkle, short shot, no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul called on the play on Midland. A pushing foul called on Montrell Billups on the rebound. Dort College had inside position, and now Dort College with a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. At 9:16 left to go in the game, a 1-1 opportunity coming for the defenders. 1-1 for Tyler Walterstorff. So one in the bonus. It's team foul number 8 on Midland. So Tyler to the free throw line. He's got 12 points. It's up and through. Another one on the way. 13 for Walterstorff. 69-61 pending the second free throw. Dort College down 8. Dort College hanging around in this one. Midland has been able to stiff arm them most of the way. Second free throw by Tyler is up and through. Walterstorff makes them both. Dort College trails by 7. Well, the Dort College crowd on their feet trying to help their team along. If there's a better atmosphere in small college basketball, I'm not aware of it. Everybody's up on their feet. Critical point of the game. Gully for the basketball. He comes back out front. Franklin. Franklin missed it. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Terpstra. Here comes Dort College. Terpstra into the corner. Rendles reverses. Franken. Franken. Jumper. Baseline. No good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland over to Brandon Williams. Williams to Franklin. Franklin with a basketball. Gully. 8:44 to go. Dort College down 7. On the right side, they swing it over to DJ Vaughn. Vaughn to Gully. Gully is fouled on the play, I believe before the shot. That's going to go on Rendles, and that's number 3 on him. Well, Rendles goes 11 minutes and 25 seconds in the second half without picking up a foul. There he picks up number 3 tonight. And now a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. I'll tell you what, let's keep it right here and tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 69-62, Midland with a 7-point advantage. Inbounding the basketball, Midland has just used up timeout number one. Both of these teams will advance on into the GPAC tournament. Dort College will be the number one seed. Midland will be the 2 or 3 seed, pending the outcome of some games today. This one, obviously, one of them. The other one, the Doan game with, the Morningside game with Concordia. Dort College with a defensive stop. Here come the defenders. Rindles with it on the right side. Rindles to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Right side back over to Rindles. Rindles tries to cross over. Spin move. Back it comes to Franken for Dort College. Dort College is down 7. With the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for the high-low. He's going to try to back his way in against Williams now. Lindbergh, layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 69-64. Driving the other way, laying it up is Franklin. And now a steal by Emick. Emick driving the other way. And they're going to call a charge. They do call the charge. Wave off the basket. And the Dort College defenders dodge a bullet that time as Kyle Lindbergh slid in to take the charge. Ben Emig took it in. And a 50-50 call goes the Dort College defender way. 71-64 our score. 7-point lead for Midland. Dort College basketball. With it out front is Rindles. Rindles setting the offense. Passes left wing to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Working against Williams. Jump hook. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with another 2. He's got 24. Dort College trails 71-66. Coming back the other way, Emig. Emig to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin gives it up, Emig. Emig over to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully passes left side, Emig. Emig, right side, back to Franklin. 15 to shoot for the Warriors. Emig to the free throw line. And he is fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. And now Dort College decision time for Ross Dalma. That's team foul number 4. I beg your pardon. Personal foul number 4 on Rindles. Sumner will check in. Rindles will check out. Rindles will check out of the ball game. 71-66, Midland basketball. Emig down to the baseline. Shot is blocked, but it's loose. Picked up by Midland. They'll fire it to the top of the key. Gully. Gully to Franklin. Franklin driving in. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Lindbergh swats it out of the air. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh with a blocked shot. Dort College down 5. Lindbergh with it on the left wing. 6:44 to go. Kyle with the basketball. And they jump out on the switch. Brandon Williams driving in. And he throws it down. Brandon Williams with the steal and the dunk. Dort College is down 7 again. Shot on the other end by Den Herter. No good. Rebound, Den Herter, put back good. David Den Herter with 5. Dort College trails 73-68. Coming back the other way, Midland. 6:17 left to play in this contest. Emig down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for his 3rd. 73-68, beg your pardon, that's number 4 on David Den Herter. Free throws on the way for Ben Emig. This will be a 1-1. That's team foul number 7 on Dort College. 6:12 remaining in this game. 5-point advantage right now for the Warriors, and it's 6. Emig with 13 points. Well, a shorthanded Dort College team this afternoon has battled a very talented Midland team. 74-68 our score. Second free throw by Emig is up and straight through. Emig, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. It's 75-68. Dort College is down 7 again. Moments ago they were down 5 with the basketball, but were unable to convert. And Midland uses their second timeout of the game. Both teams have four timeouts remaining. Back with more after this. 75-68, Dort College down 7 with a basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College basketball. Terpstra running point for the defenders. They get it high post to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Hands it back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton to the free throw line. His free throw line jumper not good. Rebound taken away by Gully. Gully into the front court. 5:50 remaining. Comes back to Franklin. Franklin with it on the right wing. And a reach-in foul called on Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for his third. And a 1-1 on the way for Marcus Franklin. Franklin, that is, with 23 for Midland. He had 20 at halftime. Franklin today 1-for-2 from the free throw line. He'll shoot a 1-1 here, trying to extend the 7-point lead. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Franklin. 11.3 points per game average entering the game for the 6'3 junior from Hazelcrest, Illinois. Not going to lie, not looking forward to seeing him next year again. Another free throw on the way for Midland, trying to extend it to 9, and that's rattled, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. 76-68, Dort College down 8. Rindles with the basketball, 5:40 to go. They go high post Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Sumner. Dort College has been as close as 5 here in the second half. Right side it goes Franken. Franken with the basketball. Off of the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Kyle Lindbergh with another 2. 76-70. Dort College down 6. Foul number 4 on Brandon Williams. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to try and draw Dort College back to within 5. 26 today for Lindbergh by my count. I would imagine he's in double figures in rebounds as well. Free throw on the way by Kyle. In and out, no good. 76-70 our score. Lindbergh today, 15 free throws. He's made 10 of them. It's right around his season average of 62%. Midland basketball left side. They come back. Free throw line jumper, Franklin. Franklin, good. Marcus Franklin at the free throw line. The 15-footer. He's got 26. Dort College trails 78-72. Left side pass, Dalton Franken. Dalton with the basketball. Comes back over to Rindles. And who's that foul going to go on? Kyle Lindbergh is called for a foul away from the ball. Now, I'm going to watch the replay on our webcast because there's a little bit of a delay. Dort College with the basketball. And a little bit of a flop, a little acting job there the way it looked on the replay of the webcast. In the lane is Franklin. Franklin layup good. 80-70. Midland is down, is up 10. Here's Lindbergh into the lane, and now we have a foul call against Midland and Jordan Flynn. Flynn is whistled for his 4th. I have the benefit on the webcast to watching the replay. And there was not enough contact there to warrant what transpired in the lane by my estimation. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. But as I have said so many times over the past 21 years of doing this, mine is not the opinion that matters. 80-71 our score. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Second free throw by Kyle is up, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Gully. Midland winning the race to the basketball off of the contact. Dort College down 9. Midland will try to take some time. Gully with the basketball. Gully on the right wing, guarded there by Rindles. They come back out front. Midland basketball, Franklin. Franklin on the wing. Marcus Franklin in between the circles out front. They run a clear out. He's going to put it on the floor. Up and under move. It's good. Marcus Franklin with another two. 82-71, Midland up by 11. Rindles into the front court for the defenders. He passes out front, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf drives in, a lot of contact. Underneath is Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point bucket. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 82-73, that is. Dort College trailing Midland with 3:36 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Gully with the basketball. Dort College is down 9, and it is going to be a long, long crawl for the Dort College defenders. Midland's going to take some time off of the clock here. Starkle to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball back to Emig. 15 to shoot for the Midland Warriors. Emig with the basketball against Sumner. You need a stop. No two ways about it. Starkle trying to post up. They go to Gully. 8 to shoot. Back to Emig. Emig the dagger. No. It's off the heel. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Down 9. Tyler with the basketball. Dumps it off to Rindles. Rindles out front. 2:56 left to go. Rindles back out to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Comes back to Nathan. Nathan, 3 off the heel. No good. Rebound Brian Sumner. Sumner back to Franken. Dalton Franken. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound Rindles. Rindles put back. No good. Nathan has not had a great game tonight. It's been tough for him. 0 for 5 from the deck. And Midland's going to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. 2:31 left to go in regulation. Dort College trails 9. Midland will have the basketball. Double bonus free throws for both teams. Possession arrow points to Dort College. Timeouts remaining. 3 for the defenders, 3 for the Warriors. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College by down by 9. Midland basketball. It's been an uphill climb most of the way for the defenders. Gully with the basketball. Guarded by Sumner. Gully gets a screen from Starkle. Now they roll out of it. Comes back out front to Gully. 15 seconds to shoot. Comes back over to Emig. Emig to Starkle. Starkle layup good. Alex Starkle with 14. And the defenders trail, 84-73. Lindbergh's shot no good, and now a foul call. The late whistle on the rebound. The ball had gone out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was off of Dort College. I thought they called the foul, but instead just a late out-of-bounds call, and they're going to say it was last touched by the defenders. And getting it across the timeline is Jordan Flynn. Flynn is fouled on the play. That's foul number 2 on Tyler Waltersdorf. And Midland enjoys an 84-73 advantage. Dort College shorthanded to begin with this afternoon. Austin Kachi did not play. Got in a little foul trouble early in the ballgame as well. And it has been a battle throughout. Flynn's first free throw is good. He's a 71% free throw shooter. On the flip side of the coin, this Midland team, a very determined group, and they have played pretty good defense this afternoon. They don't get a lot of steals. They don't force a lot of turnovers, but they have the earmarkings of a typical Todd Eisner team in that they will play good position defense, and they will force you in all likelihood into a bad shot. Walthersdorf takes it into the lane, has it blocked, and Midland in the driver's seat, up 86-73. Midland has the basketball. Franklin fouled, and that's going to be it for Nathan Rindles. Rindles is going to foul out with 1:45 remaining. So Nathan Rindles will foul out of the contest. Dort College will send a new player into the game. Terpstra will check into the contest. Tyler Walthersdorf also, while being attended to by the trainer now, looks like he's got a bloody lip. 86-73, Dort College down 13. Marcus Franklin. So the free throw on the way for Franklin. This will be a two-shot situation, double bonus. Franklin's first free throw is good. I believe he's got 31 now. 33, beg your pardon. Second free throw on the way for Franklin. This one's up and good as well. So Franklin makes them both. 34 for Franklin. And the Dort College defenders trail 88-73. Three-pointer by Terpstra, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Shot no good. Starkle with the rebound. And now a foul called on the rebound against the defenders. That foul's going to go on Dort College and J.D. Bohr. J.D. picks up his second personal foul. 88-73, Midland in the driver's seat. 93 seconds remaining in this contest. Well, lots of basketball happening in the area tonight. Boys games happening at Western Christian tonight as part of the high school series. Boyden Hall also hosting a pair of district games. Kyle Lindbergh's going to check out of the ball game to a nice round of applause. On senior day, Lindbergh tried to carry the Dort College defenders this afternoon with 29 points, but didn't have enough support. Dalton Franken's going to check out of the ballgame as well. Top checks in for Dort College. So Dalton checks out of the contest, and Danny Voss will check in. Danny Voss will check in for Brian Sumner. So Dort College now with Brewersma, Top, Terpstra, Voss, and J.D. Bohr. Marcus Franklin will check out of the contest. And a whale of a game for the junior from Hazelcrest, Illinois, averaging 11.3 points per game. He triples that today with 35. Terpstra's shot, no good. Rebound, top, put back, good. Andrew Top with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 90-75. And a pushing foul called on Midland. That foul is going to get charged to Hadley Sikora. And free throws on the way for Terpstra. Alex Terpstra to shoot two. 1:16 remaining, Dort College down 15. First free throw is up and good for Alex Terpstra. Checking out of the contest will be Jordan Flynn. Well, this Midland team's going to be low in the postseason. It's going to be an interesting postseason series when all is said and done. We'll take a look at those standings when the game is concluded. Dort College converts both free throws. It's 90-77. And there's a timeout on the floor, charged to Midland as they can't break the press. Timeout on the floor, back of the Moor after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. In the backcourt with the basketball, the Midland Warriors. North College trying for the press. Midland gets it across the timeline. 58 seconds remaining. Danny Voss playing the defense. Voss, they try for the trap. Coming up with it is Tyler Rippinger. Rippinger with the basketball. Rippinger, nothing there. Ball deflected by J.D. Bohr. Midland, three on the shot clock. Missed three, no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be, I beg your pardon, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. On the right side with it is Voss. Voss picks up his dribble and trying to get it down low to Brewersma. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. 29.6 seconds left. This one's all but decided. Now it becomes a matter of watching the scoreboard to see how things shake out today. Into the front court, Midland over the basketball, and they'll run out the clock. Ball deflected, picked up by Midland. Coming up with it at midcourt is Clayton Shepherd. Shepherd trapped, gets it back outside. This is Rippinger. Rippinger with the basketball. And the Midland Warriors are going to knock off Dort College, 90-77. Dort College goes to 17-3 in the conference, 26-4 overall. Midland goes to 26-4 overall, and 16-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 90-77 the final. Back with a recap of today's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lose by a final score of 90-77 this afternoon. Dort College and Midland identical, 26-4 records overall this year. Dort College 17-3 in the conference, Midland 16-4. Two teams split their regular season games, both winning on the opponent's home floor. Dort College trailed most of the contest. They led early by as much as 9-3. Midland took the lead at 13-11. Dort College tied it at 13, and then Midland took the lead for good at 15-13. And Dort College cut the gap to 2, 42-40. Midland scored the final 6 points of the half, though, to go into the locker room up 48-40. In the second half, Midland opened up a double-digit lead. Dort College got as close as 5, 71-66 with the basketball, but couldn't convert. It was 5 again at 73-68. And Dort College had it 76-70. The Midland would get up by 11 again at 82-71. And they win it by the eventual 13-point margin of 90-77. Very talented Midland team. And there was a reason this team was picked to be among the favorites in the conference heading into the year. They very quietly and very steadily have put together a very fine season at 26-4, going 12-0 outside the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the defenders, they were shorthanded to begin with today, and then they got into some foul trouble as well. Playing without Austin Kachi, Dort College was battling and trying to find a way. And Nathan Rendles got in some foul trouble, picked up his second with 12:16 left to go in the first half. Dort College got to the locker room down by 8. Nathan was able to play most of the second half before fouling out with 1:45 left to go in the game. But he was not his normal spark plug self. He was held to 0-6 shooting from the floor, and those early fouls just seemed to take him out of it. So Dort College will have some things to work on as we head into the postseason. They'll be hosting a game Wednesday evening against a foe to be determined. Here are the individual numbers. Dort College, 24 of 60 from the floor, 40%, 3 of 17 on threes, 17.6%, 26 of 39 from the free throw line for 66.7%. For Midland, they were 32 of 64 from the floor, 50%, 7 of 19 on threes, 37%, 19 of 22 on free throws, 86.4%. Dort College wins the battle at the free throw line. In terms of the number shot, That helped keep them in the ball game, but Midland shot well from the floor. Rebounds, Midland 40, Dort College 38. Turnovers, Midland 9, Dort College 12. Six steals apiece for the two teams today. Midland was led by Marcus Franklin with 34 points. 13 of 19 from the floor, 4 for 5 on threes. 16 points for Alex Starkle, 14 for Ben Emick, 9 for Avery Langford, 6 for Brandon Williams, 3 for Galen Gulley, 4 for Montrell Phillips, 2 each for Jordan Flemon and Trevor Bryant. For the Dort College defenders, Kyle Lindberg led the way with 29 points, 9 of 13 from the floor, 11 of 17 on free throws. 17 points for Dalton Franken, 6 of 15 from the floor, 5 for 6 on free throws. 14 for Tyler Waltersdorf. He was 7 of 10 from the charity stripe to go for along with 3 of 8 on field goals. 6 points for David Den Herter. David Den Herter had 5 points, 2 for Andrew Topp, 2 for Alex Terpstra. Brian Sumner chipped in with 8. Rebounds, Kyle Lindberg had 13, 6 for Den Herter, 5 for Dalton Franken, 3 for Brian Sumner. For Midland, Galen Gulley had 9 rebounds, Alex Starkle had 7, 5 for Brandon Williams, 3 each for Ben Emick and Marcus Franklin. 5 assists as well for Franklin and 2 block shots. Ben Emick, 4 assists, Galen Gulley with 4 assists. Kyle Lindberg had 5 assists for the defenders. Nathan Rendles had 2 assists. Lindberg also had 3 blocks and 3 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've gone through the numbers. Coach Ross Dalma, after visiting with some recruits, comes over and joins me for his post-game comments. The Dort College defenders losing to Midland 90-77. The Dort College defenders go into the postseason with a 26-4 record, 17-3 in the conference. And we'll be joined as well by the Dort College seniors in just a little bit as well. We'll talk about this one briefly, Coach. A good start to the game. You got up 9-3. Felt like you were doing some things well, especially on the defensive end, forcing Midland into some poor shots. And then they kind of got things rolling. You got into foul trouble, and it became a real battle in the last 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, Midland came in, and Mike, you know, a very determined team. I thought we were as well. You're right, foul trouble did hurt us a little bit, not having Nathan play a good chunk and David play a good chunk of the game. But, bottom line is we knew with Austin out that we could not give up 90 points and really have a chance here. And they shot the ball well today. They shot at a 50% clip. Some of that was them. Some of it was, you got to believe, some of it was yourself too, you know, when it comes to defense. And just felt like we let some things get away, some possessions get away.
In the second half, you kept it at 10. You got it to as close as 5. Looked like you might put together a run. You had the basketball, and I believe you had a turnover or something happened, maybe a missed shot. Midland defensively played a pretty good ball game against you today.
They did. They really defended well. And, you know, putting up 77 points without Austin today and with the foul trouble, I'd like to think, however, that was enough. And we just could not surrender this many points with where we were at today to have a chance, and we did. We felt like we needed to be plus 10, 12 on the boards. We were minus 2, so that was difficult. And, yeah, we just didn't get things done defensively.
Individually, you had some good individual efforts, but today you needed more than individual efforts.
Yeah, we did. We needed a collective effort from a number of people, as a team, you win together, you lose together, and we just got to go back and try to figure out what we can do on Wednesday. We'll probably, play Northwestern, although Doan may make a charge here at the end the way it looks, Mike. But nevertheless, we just have to get well ourselves and play some good ball on Wednesday night.
Well, it does look like Hastings is going to drop Northwestern under a half minute to go in that one. Hastings leads Northwestern 84-75.
Okay.
I don't have the running score on Briarcliff at the moment, but we'll try to piece that together. This season, the regular season now, it's behind us. After the win on Wednesday, you knew that the battle would be, how do you get the team ready to play Midland after feeling like you've accomplished something, and it almost had the feeling like the regular season was over after Wednesday night. Did you feel like your team was ready to go today?
You know, we obviously talked about it, tried to be guarded, you know, against it. But when you give up 90 points, get out rebounded, and allow 50% from the field, you got to believe that perhaps we just weren't. You know, and that's just what it is. You know, you've interviewed me enough, and we call a spade, and I just didn't think we played very well defensively today to win a GPAC game against the top 10 team in the nation.
Well, that's the flip side of it. Midland seems to, I don't know how you can call it, they've been under the radar, but they've been in second the whole year in the conference. They put together the same regular season that you have at 26-4. This is a very talented team that we saw come in here. We might see them again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're very good, and talking with them before the game, we're definitely going to be in Branson together, and they're a great team. They're well coached, very tough minded. Thought that they, you know, obviously Marcus Franken today was a load for us, and we didn't stop him consistently enough. And to his credit, we were going to give up the three ball. He was shooting about 20 some percent, the low 20s coming in, and he banged in 4 out of 5. So got to give him credit for that. And we got to go back to the drawing board and get a little bit tougher and a little bit better before Wednesday night.
I'll let you go, Coach. Let's get Kyle and Austin over here, and we'll get ready for Wednesday.
Absolutely. We'll talk about Kyle and Austin a little bit later this year, you and I, Mike. But, yeah, it's too bad for Senior Day that we couldn't have Austin in uniform, because he has contributed so much in so many ways beyond just what he does on the floor. His leadership has been outstanding, and it's just too bad for him that he couldn't be out here. Kyle had the opportunity, and I felt he made the most of it. Thought he played extremely hard. I think his numbers reflect that, and he's developed into one tremendous player. And I'm biased, but I think he's as good as there is in our league.
I would vote that as well, Coach. We'll talk about him. That's the beauty. We've got more than today to talk about these seniors, and we will get them over as Kyle Lindberg will take a seat beside me. They have gone final in Orange City. Hastings defeats Northwestern 85-75. Now it's a matter of what shakes out in Sioux City. As Kyle Lindberg takes his seat beside me, Kyle, a tough one today, taking on a Midland team that was very talented. Just didn't seem like you could quite get over the hump those last 30 minutes of the game today. A disappointment, but let's try to put that aside. Playing in front of a full DeWitt gym. And even when things weren't going well for your team today, this fan base really tried to give you a lift, it seemed.
Yeah, they've been great all season. I mean, all past 4 years have been here. It's just been a blessing. I mean, every guy, I've had three guys tonight say, man, we love playing here. And it's just really, really been a true blessing to be here and play in front of this crowd every single night. I mean, they come, whether it's snowing, raining, or what, it's a full house.
For you, looking back on the regular season and, in effect, 4 years now as a basketball player at Dort College, what question marks did you have transitioning from high school, coming a long ways from home? What question marks did you have coming in as a freshman 4 years ago?
I think every freshman has that confidence question and how good they are. I mean, coming in from high school, you're the best player on your team usually, and coming here, you're just another role player. I mean, you got to find your place in the team. And guys, coming in freshman year was really awesome. Had a great group of guys, fit in really well, and it just kind of grew from there. So it's definitely been easy.
Your role for 3 years has really been a defensive stopper, rebounder, taking care of a lot of things that you were the secondary point guard, if you will, when other teams would pressure when Cliff was playing with us. How has your role changed from those 3 years to this year moving forward?
I think the past 3 years, they didn't really look for me to score. I mean, I got offensive rebounds, fast breaks. That was kind of how I got my points. And, yeah, just made, like you said, play defense and get rebounds. But now it's a lot more than that. But it just starts on the defensive end, shutting down team's best player. Struggled tonight on Emig, and then on number five. It was just going to go well for us, but yeah, and then offensively, his role has definitely changed from being a backseat guy with four or five guys that were in the 1,000-point club ahead of me, and now it's kind of looked to me, Austin, Dalton, and Tyler to get the job done scoring-wise, and Nathan.
What would you say to someone considering coming over 1,000 miles from home to come and play basketball or attend Dort College? What would you tell them?
It's worth it. I mean, the mileage is definitely worth it. It's been great. I mean, it's awesome seeing high school kids come here on recruit visits and for a home game, and they see the crowd. And I don't know what their high school is like, but I definitely didn't play in front of this when I was in high school. And so the fans make it worth it, and the guys make it worth it. I mean, these guys, great group of guys. I'm going to miss them, that's for sure. But we got a little more b-ball to play left, so it'll be a fun ride.
Yeah, GPAC tournament coming up. After that, the NAI National Championship tournament Wednesday night. Does it matter to you who you play?
No, I think right now our biggest opponent is ourselves. I mean, we've kind of struggled defensively these past couple games, and we just gotta find that fight again and get it back going. And can't give up 90, 100 points. You're not gonna win ball games scoring that much this late in the season.
What happens for you after graduation?
Hopefully, probably head back home, looking to apply to grad school for physical therapy, and we'll see where I get in. And if not, might just work in a physical therapy job somewhere. And then, kind of up in the air a little bit still. See what God has planned for me.
Kyle, it's been a pleasure thus far. I'm glad we've got at least two more games that we have the opportunity to watch you and your teammates play. It's been a fun ride thus far, and go get them on Wednesday night.
It has. Thanks.
That's Kyle Lindberg, and we've just gone final in Sioux City as well as Briarcliff holds off Doan College by a final score of 85-76. I believe I've got the seedings set then as we look forward to next week and the start of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. The Dort College Defenders will be facing Northwestern on Wednesday night as Northwestern lost today, but Briarcliff defeated Doan as well, 85-76. So Northwestern will be the 8th seed with a 7-13 mark, and they are 14-16 overall. Austin Kachi is taking a seat beside me, and Austin, you're not quite as sweaty as you would have liked to have been after a senior day. Twisted ankle on Wednesday. Talk a little bit about your role the last couple of days as your team prepared to play this afternoon against the Midland Warriors, knowing that you are not going to play.
No, I was just trying to be as encouraging as I can to some of the younger guys that were going to be taking the minutes that I usually play with between Alex Terpstra and Brian Sumner. Just trying to get those guys ready to go mentally and what they're going to expect from a Midland team that's always willing to play tough and come in here and fight with us for 40 minutes. But I would have done just about anything to be able to get out there today and play on senior day with Kyle. It would have been great.
Wednesday night, you win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. Coach said afterwards you were in the locker room. Obviously, there's some disappointment with the fact that you were injured, but at the same time, a feeling of accomplishment for this group as you were able to wrap up the regular season championship on Wednesday. What did that mean to you and Kyle, first of all, and then the team as a whole?
I think it was just something for Kyle and I especially to be proud of, the fact that we took a team of young guys, a lot of new faces that hadn't played together yet, coming to campus in August, and turned us into a pretty good team, a team that plays pretty tough on a consistent basis. And then for the team, you know, we were picked fifth in the conference, and we fought every game all year to give ourselves some breathing room and ended up winning it in the end. And I know it's really fun, and as a group, we're pretty proud of it, but we're looking forward to doing some damage down the road yet as well.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Kyle, and that is, coming in out of high school as a high school senior, transitioning to as a freshman, what question marks did you have as a college freshman coming in to Dort College in the basketball program?
Well, I didn't ask as many questions as I should have because I thought I was better than I was. But I learned quick from some of the older guys how hard you need to work and how consistently you need to be ready to play and practice on any given day. And I have a lot of guys that played above me to thank. My brother, some of the seniors that graduated last year and the year before that. Guys that mentored me along and helped me become a better player every day and a better person as well for being at Dort College.
How much of the game at this point is mental and being prepared? I mean, there's the physical part of it, but how much of it is mental at this point?
Physically, I think a lot of that's taken care of in the summer in your off-season workouts and getting ready. At this point, it's a large mental game. Being ready to come in, knowing your opponent, knowing the scouting report, plays they're going to run, being able to remain confident and composed when things don't always go your way is also a big key mentally. And I think that's something that we've grown to do as a unit. You know, we don't always have things go our way. We might not be on a run all the time. We're giving up buckets. But as a unit, I think we remain pretty composed and keep our mental toughness all the time.
Senior day today in front of a full DeWitt Gymnasium. You had a young lady out there with you along with your parents. What's the future hold for Austin Kachi?
Well, Liz and I are getting married in August. After that, I'm hoping to have a job lined up by then. Right now looking in the Sioux Falls area in accounting, but pretty open to wherever the Lord may call us. We're not really sure yet. Trying to keep our minds as open as we can.
What would you tell somebody considering coming to Door College, not only a basketball player, but someone looking, I'm going to say, somebody who maybe plays the cello and looking at Door College? What would you tell somebody like that?
I mean, the environment here in the community at Door College is great. All the professors really, really care about your well-being, your spiritual development, and whether or not you're getting along well in your classes. You know, they truly care about you as a person more than just a number, you know, more than just another student. They care about Austin Kachi. They care about Kyle Lindbergh as people, not just as basketball players or as students, but as people and Christians and brothers and sisters in Christ. So it's a really great place to be.
Austin, I'm going to let you go. Get better.
I'll try and do my best.
Get that rehabbed and hope to see you. Hope you get one more chance possibly here at the DeWitt to play. Otherwise, it'll be a couple weeks at Branson. So obviously the season not over yet. We'll see you out there on the floor yet.
Yes, sir. I'll be back.
That's Austin Kachi, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Midland comes in and gets a sweep for the Dort College defenders. Tough day at the DeWitt. Midland 69, Dort College 58 in the women's game. And the Dort College men never able to get over the hump. They lose to the Midland Warriors by a final count of 90-77. GPAC finals look like this. It was Hastings over Northwestern, 85-75. Morningside over Concordia, 87-64. Briarcliff down Doan, 85-76. And it was Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 78-50. Pairings look like this. If I've got them all correct, Dort College will host Northwestern on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Morningside will host Briarcliff on Wednesday evening in the quarterfinal round. Midland will be playing host to Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play host to Nebraska Wesleyan in the quarterfinal round of the Men's Great Plains Athletic Conference Basketball Series. For the Dort College women's basketball team, their season comes to a close. We do have the pairings out for the women's tournament. Northwestern will be the number one seed moving forward. There was a four-way tie for the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship. Northwestern is the number one seed. They will be hosting Briarcliff Wednesday evening in women's play. Concordia, the number four seed, will host Midland. Morningside is hosting Dakota Wesleyan in women's play. Hastings will host Doan, also in women's play in the quarterfinal round on Wednesday evening. Here's a nugget for you, and I have to credit Dave Schenck, the assistant sports information director at Dort College, with this one. If a team is going to make it through out of the bottom four seeds in the postseason tournament, they are going to have to go through three conference champions to get that postseason tournament championship. A tall task indeed. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.